From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
August 23rd.
Here are 5 stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First from TechCruncher AI. Is it legal to train AI models on copyrighted books?
It's complicated. You probably know by now that the AI models powering ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, and other chatbots are trained on seemingly infinite databases of published works containing hundreds of millions of books, online articles, academic papers, and basically anything you can find on the internet.
Most published authors have, without their knowledge or consent, contributed to the development of the same AI tools that threaten to undermine their livelihoods.
That seems legal, right? The reality isn't that simple.
Next, second from the decoder.
AI is becoming AI's biggest customer as agentic token usage jumps 14x on OpenRouter.
AI agents have consumed more tokens than humans on OpenRouter since February 6, 2025.
Agentic usage has grown 14x since then, while human usage is up just 2.8x. Nearly 70% of agent token consumption comes from cheap cash prompts, though, so actual costs are rising far more slowly than the raw numbers suggest.
The article, AI is becoming AI's biggest customer as agentic token usage jumps 14x on OpenRouter, appeared first on the decoder.
Up next, third from the decoder. An AI boss fired its first employee, but only after humans reminded it of its own rules.
Amden Labs AI agent Luna fired a human employee at a San Francisco store for the first time, but needed a clear push from the operators to do it. When the scenario was replayed with 7 models, more capable AIs recommended termination more consistently, while weaker ones hesitated. When it came to hiring, nearly all models were uncritical.
The article, an AI boss fired its first employee, but only after humans reminded it of its own rules, appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
fourth from Towards Data Science.
Bug detection blind spots in AI coding harnesses GStack and beyond.
28 debugging experiments reveal that AI struggles less with complexity than with missing information.
The post bug detection blind spots in AI coding harnesses GStack and beyond appeared first on Towards Data Science.
Next,
Enterprise Document Intelligence Fold.1-14D. The index lists what the case type demands before any folder is opened, and the two questions worth building for are not retrieval questions at all the post past the folder, not just the PDFs, the relational tables RAG needs on a case file appeared by
RSD on Towards Data Science. How China's grey market sells core tokens at a fraction of the price, and through PICs, strict access controls against China from geo-blocking to selfie verification are being systematically bypassed through a thriving network of so-called transfer stations. Chinese developers can buy Claude token NS for as little as 10% of the list price.
Fifth from Towards Data Science.
Pass the folder, not just the PDFs, the relational tables RAG needs on a case file.
Up next, sixth from the decoder.
Analyst Zilan Kayan warns that the circumvention infrastructure weakens export controls and Anthropic's own safety systems.
The article, How China's Grey Market Sells Claude Tokens at a Fraction of the Price, appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
seventh from the decoder.
Memory shortage reportedly drives NVIDIA AI server prices up about 15%.
NVIDIA servers with Vera Rubin and Grace Blackwell chips are set to cost about 15% more due to an ongoing DRAM shortage from Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, Bloomberg reports. The price hikes hit cloud giants like Microsoft, Google, and Meta, which are pouring billions into AI infrastructure while bankrolling the market power of the very supplier they are trying to break free from.
The article, Memory Shortage Reportedly Drives NVIDIA AI Server Prices Up About 15%, appeared first on the decoder.
Next, eighth from the decoder.
AI could make scientists do more work less well, not less work better, study argues.
Even if language models worked perfectly, they could make research worse, not better.
A new theoretical study argues that because AI saves time, researchers' remaining hours become more valuable and get funneled into starting new projects instead of improving existing ones.
In 2 out of 3 model scenarios, the quality of individual publications drops.
The article, AI could make scientists do more work less well, not less work better, study argues, appeared first on the decoder.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.